meeting scheduled for next Tuesday in Seoul will be co-chaired by Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Liu Chenming and his South Korean counterpart Cho Tae-yul. China says it hopes the talks will set an example for regional countries to solve similar issues. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei.
China hopes that the two countries will resolve the overlapping claims fairly and reasonably through friendly consultations and set a good example for the region's countries in resolving similar issues.
The exclusive economic zones of China and South Korea overlap in the Yellow Sea. Both sides agreed to start demarcation talks when President Xi Jinping visited South Korea last year. While many think that improved China-South Korea relations have smoothed the way for negotiations, military observer In Juo argues there is still a long way to go before an agreement is reached.
The two sides still remain divided on which principle applies to the demarcation in the sea area. South Korea advocates a median line drawn equidistant from the coastline of the two states, while China thinks the problem should be settled based on the extension of the continental shelf.
China says the continental shelf in the Yellow Sea shares the same geological characteristics as its territorial continent, so should be regarded as the natural extension of the land territory under the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. As the seabed between the two sides slopes downwards from China to South Korea, many believe China will gain a larger area than South Korea if the continental shelf principle is adopted. But In Juo suggests there are other more urgent matters for the Korean side to address.
The Korean side advocates the median line principle in talks with China, but when it addresses maritime disputes with Japan, it resorts to the continental shelf principle. This doesn't conform to international law.
The demarcation issue has been brought up regularly at bilateral meetings between China and South Korea, but as yet, no settlement has been reached. The ambiguous maritime border has resulted in a series of issues, including repeated clashes between Chinese fishermen and the South Korean Coast Guard in the disputed area. In Juo suggests both sides should take measures to prevent the issue hampering the development of bilateral relations.
China and South Korea share broad common ground when it comes to North Korean issues, the stability in East Asia, and historical disputes. Both governments should prevent it from whipping up contradictory feelings between the two peoples.
Another focus of maritime disputes between the two sides is a reef in the East China Sea called Suyan Reef by the Chinese and Yeouido by Koreans. Both sides agree the reef is not a territory dispute, as it remains submerged even at low tide. China ensured its 2013 air defense identification zone in the East China Sea extends over it. In response, South Korea has expanded its own ADIZ to cover the reef. For CRI, I'm Tae Yun.